More than 1.1 million Americans live with HIV, and there are an estimated 56,000 new infections every year. The thing is that figure, 56,000, has remained pretty constant for the past decade. Well, the Obama administration is hoping to change that. They have a new plan, a new national strategy to reduce the rate of new HIV infections. They say if it works, it'll reduce that by 25% over the next 5 years, and they hope to get treatment to 85% of patients within 3 months of diagnosis. Joining us now is Kathleen Sebelius. She's the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. You know, when you were putting this strategy together, you must have sat down and thought about what were, say, the three or four biggest obstacles toward reaching this goal. What were they?
Well, I think, first of all, we have never had an American strategy dealing with HIV and AIDS. So this is a big step forward. And it wasn't some experts sitting around in Washington thinking big thoughts. It was over the course of the year having a variety of conversations with affected Americans, with healthcare providers, with community groups, with outreach leaders, and that's really what informed the strategy in the first place. But I think there are a couple of two very significant obstacles to lower the number of infections each year. One is there's still a stigma about HIV and AIDS. People are reluctant to talk about it, get tested. They think there'll be some mark of, you know, shame surrounding a testing because sexual orientation often has something to do with it, and or drug use are the two primary reasons that, you know, people may end up with this infection. So the stigma is still very significant. And I think also the good news on the drug front, having a variety of drugs that work well to deal with the impact of this disease, have provided sort of a complacency. People used to be identified with HIV and AIDS and know that it was a death sentence. That's no longer the case, and that has, I think, unfortunately, had an unintended consequence of having people more relaxed about the spread of this disease.
Okay, well, you've just identified two, I think, extremely real problems. One is the stigma attached to getting tested, or maybe people don't want to know, and the other is this complacency that the fear, the abject fear of AIDS has gone away. How does this new strategy work around those?
Well, first of all, I think it brings the discussion out of the closet. We're doing everything from partnering with social media networks, a big outreach program to younger people to indicate that this is a very serious disease. And unfortunately, what we know is that about 21% of the people with the disease don't know it because they haven't been tested, which means that they spread it from person to person. So getting more people to step up and be tested, talking about how it spreads is really important. And I think then the complacency issue just has to, again, be taken head on, that this is, you know, it's a very serious illness, and that while there have been strides made in the medical front, the last thing we want to do is continue to spread it in this country. So having people tested and working on prevention strategies, working on the strategies that we know work for injection drug users, the use of condoms, a lot of education, again, for younger people, a lot of information for populations that may not know enough about AIDS is really one of the key focuses of this new outreach effort.
Okay, that's talking about one goal of your program, which is to reduce the rate of infections 25% over the next 5 years. But one of our listeners called into the question dealing with your other goal in terms of getting treatment.
This is Max from Huntsville, Alabama. My best friend was just diagnosed with HIV. He's one paycheck away from being homeless. Why? Why can these people not get more help and more access to services they desperately need?
Secretary Sebelius, your new program doesn't give more money to this effort? It shuffles the money from other places. Is it going to be more effective at getting treatment to people?
Well, first of all, there are more resources, Celeste, than before. There's about $855 million in the president's 2011 budget, and that's an increase of about $20 million over where we were in 2010. What has happened, unfortunately, in states around the country is that state resources have plummeted so dramatically over the course of the last year that the state effort in this partnership where the federal government puts up a major portion of money and the states put up money and the drug companies participate, the state numbers have just dropped off dramatically. So we have, again, infused another $25 million from HHS funds into the treatment program. There are waiting lists being built in a number of states, about 2,000 people on a waiting list right now to be treated. And the money that's been provided will not only take care of that waiting list, but is estimated to get us through till April of 2011 when the 2011 budget funds will be available. So there are more resources. But I think what you just heard on the phone is a really important piece of the puzzle. This is not just about money. It's about a range of services. Part of this National Action Plan is a department-wide level, so not just Health and Human Services, but we know that housing and urban development has to be involved. We know that there are a variety of federal agencies that have a role to play in this effort because services are part of the ongoing situation, and part of the implementation strategy is that our Assistant Secretary on Health, Howard Koh, will coordinate a government-wide approach to this and also call on our state and private sector partners to play their role.
And Secretary, you need community leaders as well. I mean, the African Americans are hugely overrepresented in the current infection rates. We talked with two religious leaders in the community of Atlanta, and I have to say, I detected a sense of tepid sort of guardedness on both of their in both of their voices about dealing with sexual content, dealing with behavioral change, particularly the minister that we talked to. Are they your allies here? And what's your message to African-American pastors who haven't delivered a sermon on AIDS?
Well, you're absolutely right. The faith-based community, we are reaching out to in a very aggressive fashion. We know that, unfortunately, health disparities show up dramatically in underserved communities. So African Americans, Latinos are particularly at risk, lack of education, lack of information. So the voices of the minority opinion leaders, often church leaders, you know, Magic Johnson, frankly, has played a very powerful role in this public discussion. And that's been very helpful, but we need others to step up and, again, help us push through the stigma and talk realistically about prevention methodologies, treatment methodologies, ideas that we know work, and we just need to have people step up and get treated, but and then stop spreading the disease. I mean, the important thing about treatment is not only identifying that they have the disease, but also stop spreading it to others.
Kathleen Sebelius is the Secretary of Health and Human Services. The National AIDS Strategy will be unveiled today at 2 p.m. Eastern at a White House-sponsored event. It'll be followed by a reception with many of the nation's leaders on HIV and AIDS.
And what are the most important questions in that policy for your community? You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post your comment to thetakeaway.org. Secretary Sebelius certainly outlined the challenges there. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.